young kids, your not prodigies, but two of your young long-termers are wanting out. Is that a concern?
Well, from my understanding, I thought that would happen. I think that he obviously showed his capabilities. And as I've said on this show last season, that he has the talent to be an All-Australian. That's how good he could be. But he just hasn't consistently fulfilled that. So,
reported a little while ago that he has spoken to Gold Coast.
I've heard he's spoken to Gold Coast.
The agent's reporting that. Yeah. And also North Melbourne are interested in Paul Seedsman. A lot of people who have just jumped into the car might have heard the news about young Freeman, who was a top 10 or the number 10 draft pick at the club in 2013.
Yep.
He called Nathan Buckley today around midday and said to the coach, I wouldn't mind exploring other opportunities, and pointed to the St Kilda Football Club as his main choice.
Yeah, my understanding, there was two reasons behind it. One was financial, that obviously Colin was saying, well, hang on, you sort of haven't done anything yet. You haven't played senior footy. You played four or five games of VFL footy over 2 years, so we can't just be giving you a big contract. You've got to earn it, and he had the capacity to earn a similar amount, but he actually had to play all the games.
I was told he had the capacity, if he played a lot of football in the next 2 years, he would have made a lot more than the $300,000 reportedly that he was looking for base. He would have made more than that if he actually got into the team and played 20 games.
Well, I think there's other clubs who are offering that guaranteed.
Yeah.
Whether he plays or not. So
it's an easy decision for him then, isn't it?
And I think also you add in...
Can you tell us what sort of player he is?
I reckon he's a gun. I compared him after his first preseason to like Dangerfield, and I know that's
Freeman.
A big call, yeah. But he'd burst out of the pack.
What?
Very powerful. Good ball user. Really hard at the footy. And training against him, I compared him to him. But when you look at since that first preseason, DeGoey, Crisp, Greenwood, Taylor Adams, possibly Treloar.
Possibly.
They've all come in to the side in front of him. So, obviously, the other part to it is not just the financial, but trying to get out there and get a game.
Yeah. Well, you haven't lost much. You've lost an All-Australian Patrick Dangerfield. That's not too bad.
That's okay.
No, it's all right.
Not too bad.
Plug that hole
doesn't
quite
matter,
easy.
We'll be doesn't right. matter.
Plug that hole quite easy.
They're just some old hack saying
you've
you're as good
Patrick
as Dangerfield.
Dangerfield.
I wouldn't worry about
and
that at all.
And an All-Australian.
They're not going,
I wouldn't worry about
not
that at all.
D's? Neither of those boys are the D's?
No, they're not coming to the D's.
Hey, talk us through Patrick Dangerfield, the system, and how it is that a restricted free agent can put up his hand and just say, listen, I want to go back to the Geelong Football Club. Do you think it all makes sense? And when you see players like this move from one club to the next without really getting into the completely free agent type status, does it make sense to you? Do you think it's still a good system? The players did want it. I mean, they are the instigators.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's probably been... there's a bit too much power in certain areas going to the players. When you look at, obviously, Griffin and Boyd and Beams, all contracted players who just said, no, I want to go. For whatever reason it is, is irrelevant. And then Cam McCarthy now saying that he wants to go, and the club saying, hey, you just signed a contract, so you're not going anywhere. So I think at some stage we're going to see another, maybe Nick Stevens, where you're forced to actually, the club goes, nah, we're prepared to take nothing, and you end up going into the pre-season draft if you want to have a crack at it. Or if you were contracted, like a McCarthy, and there'll be others over the next 6 weeks or so, where you go, no, you can either sit out of football and not play anywhere, or you play with us. So at some stage, it'll get to that.
As an administrator, Maxie, the Adelaide Crows, obviously they can either do a deal with Geelong and get it sorted out, get the compensation pick 15 or whatever. When you speak to Mark Bickley about this later on, I would think, and I'd be hoping from an Adelaide perspective, that they would knuckle in and that they would say to Patrick, we're going to match this offer. So if you need to get to Geelong or you want to go to Geelong, that we're going to have to do a deal here.
The only question I've got around that, I thought that if you signed a contract, you couldn't be traded in that period. That was my understanding. So I'm not sure where it all fits in.
Well, I think
or whether they just say we're going to match it before there's any contracts offered.
Right.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Well, but surely, I understand their position for sure, because if they don't believe that pick, 13, 14, 15, somewhere around there, if he's obviously worth more than that. But the other added bonus in free agency is you get the extra $800, $900 million in your cap to be able to use elsewhere. So if your best player is going to walk out and you think he's worth more than that, I can certainly understand why they would want to get the best for their football club.
How hard is it going to be if Adelaide want two first-rounders, let's say one of them needs to be in the top 10, for Geelong to actually wheel and deal and get themselves another pick in that top 10 so they can get Dangerfield across? I mean, when you start putting all the machinations in place that we're thinking, you know, if Dangerfield's worth two first-round draft picks, the Cats have got to start acting now and get that sorted.
Especially the
how's that stuff up the rest of their list or and all
Geelong,
the rest of it?
Or Geelong call the bluff and say, no, no, we can get him for nothing. Why would you give you two first-round draft picks?
But how are they going to get him for nothing?
Well, if he's just a free agent, can he just walk?
Yeah, no, he's restricted.
So he's got to be traded.
Yeah, he can walk, but then the conversation will come. But if they match, it can't happen on that occasion. So
Pete's